What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Unhinged.
First off, fuck you for throwing in the presser at the end of the show. Those guys sat there. Listen, I'm not a fucking body language expert, but you watch that presser and those guys look fucking choked.
They look like they're coming down off LSD, man.
They've been in quarantine for how long? Whatever, 2 weeks or however long.
Sure.
And they're doing their first fucking presser. They're all like thin lid, like, like they look fucking choked.
Like they don't want to talk about
something. They look like they don't want to talk about anything. They're fucking choked to be there. I was like, if that was me and I just came back from the moon, I would be wearing fucking American flag sweatpants.
You'd also be like three bottles of wine deep.
I'd have a fucking American flag durag. I'd be like, I'm a real American.
You wouldn't be allowed anywhere near anything to do with anything.
This is why you'd still be in quarantine. They'd just leave you in there.
I've been doing high kicks on the stage and shit. Like, I was on the moon, baby.
Okay, what do we got here? David Lee Roth split kicks.
We got a call.
Diamond Dave.
We got a call.
Wow.
Let's see here. I'm going to put it on speaker.
Who is this?
Hello, Theorist Theorizing.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Oh, yeah. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. It's the Irish potato.
Oh, it's the Irish potato.
Yeah, we knew by the fucking your voice.
There's no one else in the world that sounds remotely close to you. All right. What's your theory on the moon landing?
I first want to say that documentary that Braden suggested to watch was a pile of shit.
Garbage, yeah, wasn't it?
Which documentary was it?
This motherfucker always tried to get me to watch that War of the Worlds with Ice Cube, which is the worst movie of all time.
Yeah.
And then he was like, yo, what do you recommend watching if I'm interested in the moon landing? And I was like, yo, the Bart Sibrel
video. Yeah, no thanks.
It's sick.
Okay, so I want to jump into it so other people can call in. But I have a question for the filmmaker here at hand, Braden.
Yeah.
Real okay. Loosely.
I've made tons of films.
Filmmaker.
Doritos and commercials.
Made one commercial one.
If you had to make a skeleton crew to shoot this, like the fake moon landing, how many
and you couldn't use real skeletons.
You absolutely have to have.
To shoot like one for one shot what they did?
Hey, wait. I want to rephrase your question. If you had to recreate in real time in one take the greatest feat of human engineering ever made, who's your team?
Who's my team?
Brad Alive Pitt. Or dead.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't Nick matter. Cage. Let's go.
Nick Cage.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
He's got Nick Cage, yeah. First off. Nick Cage is playing so Buzz Aldrin. Yeah.
Absolutely right? Amazing.
And then Neil Armstrong is going to be played by none other than Daniel Day-Lewis.
Nice. Okay.
All right. Because yeah. I need
comes
to bring some
chops. Comes out of retirement again.
Like, again, yeah, yeah. No, really? Like, to film the... I'd be curious, because what did the Mythbusters did it at one point?
They did.
They refilmed it. And like, it's like, I was like, how big is their fucking TV crew? Like, can't be more than 100 people.
Oh, and they just filmed the spacewalk.
Oh, okay. Well, big deal. Ooh. Wow. Why are we talking like that? Ooh, they just filmed the spacewalk. I mean,
they filmed one 100 scene.
100 people.
Yeah, but they filmed one scene is what I'm saying.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, and how many people are in that?
And how many takes?
Not 400,000 people. Who cares about takes? If you're faking it, you can be like, cut, that looks like shit. Do it again. Run it back through. Get the wires. Listen, if we're going to sit here and pretend that NASA doesn't fake fucking footage,
because what they Gemini 15 photo.
They talk to fucking schools and they're fucking green screening shit. I mean, it's unbelievable.
What about the Gemini 15 photo? There was a training sequence where they had Buddy all fucking hoisted up with wires. And then they edited all the wires out and used it as a real picture of a fucking space.
Yeah, like, listen, there's factual evidence of NASA being fucking shady with their green screen and shit they do with schools and that kind of stuff. So, like,
hiring Nazis.
To sit here and be like, well, Mythbusters only copied the spacewalk.
It's like, I just say they only did the spacewalk.
You all right, asked. Listen, I don't like your attitude.
You asked. You asked what they did.
I don't like your fucking attitude.
They did the spacewalk.
I don't think many. I think in today's day and age, especially with AI.
No, 1969 or whatever it was.
No, it's 1969.
Well, they were able to get to the moon in 1969, which we're not able to do now. So
hey, listen, we're talking about filming the moon.
There's people that superimpose some of the fucking moon landing footage with like some hills on Earth. And you're like, well, that's pretty fucking close. And I was like, and then it makes you think why it was shot in black and white. And it's like black and white's easier to fucking hide some of the fucking mistakes and shit.
I'm not gonna argue about that one.
So, you know, a crew, especially if like, listen, who's in charge? Who's the president then?
LBJ.
LBJ. He's cutthroat.
Yeah. Okay. He killed Kennedy, man.
So what you're saying is like, I'm working under a president that's okay in me killing crew members.
Well, they killed fucking Gus Grissom.
You know what I mean?
Well, a few people died in the Apollo program.
They killed him because he fucking strapped a lemon.
He put a lemon on the craft.
So they killed him.
Yeah, right?
100% oxygen.
He put a lemon in the craft because people say he knew it was a piece of junk.
Yeah. And they knew he wouldn't go along with the hoax.
I'm saying if you're giving me a budget and I'm allowed to kill people...
Of course you are. You work for the fucking American government.
Well, I work for the American government.
You're expected to kill people.
And they're like, we need you to hide the secret. Everyone's expendable.
That's a new part of the question.
I'm going to say like, as many as it takes. as many as it fucking takes.
As many as I can
to
cover
fool
up.
All you fucking idiots.
It's a good answer. You still didn't give, you gave three without, crew members?
Without killing people, how many do you have to have? You gotta have the dude that shoots the camera. Do you even need a boom mic at that point?
You need a DOP.
You don't need a mic. Did they have sound?
Well, listen, you need lighting because we found out that all the lighting's fucked. Wait.
Did you just ask if they had sound?
No, what I'm saying is like...
Yeah, you did. You asked that. You just asked that.
They can have boom lights, but I'm saying you could have a sound stage. You could have the sound stage set up. You could have the sound stage set up. You could have the fucking lights set up.
Just a radio mic's all you need.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's like you could have it. You could have the set up that people didn't know.
You could have the set set up.
I could have the set set up.
Right? And then so it's like people come in. Like this is for a fucking unnamed Kubrick film, right?
What about the people who like would truck in, like they'd have to truck in the moon dust and like all the fucking like
all the rocks that they got from Antarctica.
Buddy, you want moon dust?
Antarctica.
I live in the I'm in the Okanagan right now. I can go out in the woods and get some fucking moon dust.
Arctic, sorry.
That's right. Antarctica.
Von Braun went there a week before the moon landing.
You walk outside Zell's house and down the hill there's moon dust. I'm telling you. It's fucking insane. It's insane here. It's so dry. There's some fucking moon dust everywhere. If I shot Zell's front yard, his grass looks terrible. If I shot that shit in black and white,
are you kidding me?
I could be like, that's the moon. That's the moon. It's insane. If I took a step in there, it would fucking just like the moon landing. It's insane.
Right, so this question went nowhere.
All right, what's your next question?
No, that's it. One question. Potato.
No, I'm finishing my point.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
he did, yeah.
What war did we just get out of? World War II, and, you know, there's a current war going on. You can basically bait people into not talking based off of just patriotism. That's why I'm trying to get to the point of how many people do you actually need to shoot this, because if you only need 30, 40 people, then you can convince them, and you have years to choose and hand select these people based off of their patriotism.
Well, I dig this.
Oh, listen.
I dig this. Yeah, dude, yeah, I dig
buddy,
this.
That's how we convinced everyone to go to fucking Iraq. Weapons of mass destruction, baby. It's for USA. Exactly. We gotta fucking go, baby.
Yeah.
Exactly.
There you go, fucking potatoes.
I like that. I like that. Right? You fucking sprinkle a little patriotism in there. It fucking goes, right?
It's all for the flag.
I like it.
They didn't hire any carnies or anything. No one on meth to run grip tape across the fucking catwalk.
If they did, they were expendable. They just fucking snuffed them out. Yeah. Gone. Bingo, bango, bongo.
They stuck them in the desert with the nuclear bomb test, and they just died of fucking tumors.
Hey, thanks for calling in. Thanks for calling in with your points.
Nice, you made history. You're the first caller.
First
on this
caller,
number.
New show. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, bye.
Thanks.
You don't have to say you're welcome. We said thank you.
You said thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
We take it back.
It wasn't
now.
That much of it. It wasn't that much of a treat.
Or he could have been like, no, thank you.
Thank us for taking your call.
You can call. You can just send a text.
Yeah, you can send a text.
Text is cheaper.
1-236-970-8505.
I just got a text right now. What it says? It says fucking Zell and Dan are dipshits. Brandon Andrew is so right.
Brandon Andrew rule.
Sure, that's probably 100%.
Nailed it.
Yeah, that text is real as the moon landing.
Absolutely.
But the presser, honestly, the presser. You watched that presser, and I was the two things I think I'm most shocked at re-looking at the moon landing. Is first off, I mean, I've talked about it before, and we've talked about my staunchness on the happening.
He's quite staunch.
And like Dan, I mean, in previous times has told me, he's like, we've gone back. And I just assumed, like, in my head, I was just like, oh,
six
yeah.
times in like, what, how many years?
Yeah, in 3 years. Yeah, I was like, crazy. What the fuck? I was like, I thought it was like over the span of like a decades we had been back. I was like, no, it's in this short little window. We went
six
back.
Six times, 3 years, and then never again.
You're like,
never again.
Never going back. There's all nothing right. there.
Let's end the debate about not going back. Let's just say they never went. But if they did go. If we didn't want to go back, it cost an absolute fortune to go there, and you got rocks in the end. So
I think, yeah, but why do we keep saying we're going to go back then not go back?
I think I personally like
maybe
one
they're
of my-
not maybe they're not willing to sacrifice people for death to sacrifice like, for death.
Yeah, logistically, it just doesn't make
any. You're willing to
any-
sacrifice your fucking kids in war for made up wars, fucking every
to go
year.
Secure some
that's
oil.
A different, that's
here,
a different point.
Here's the easy point for that. Going to the moon makes no money. Going to war makes a lot of money.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
That's the easy debunking point for that one.
Yeah.
I mean, my new thought is that because of how the space race was going, I think the states initially faked the first Apollo landing. That's kind of where my brain goes. That the first Apollo mission, the footage and everything is faked in order to kind of fuck with the Soviets. Like, that's all that was. They're like, fuck, how did we do it? I think they subsequently went.
Oh,
you do think they went to the moon?
No, I think Buzz Aldrin and that.
So just a few months later, they got it together and they went back to the
because
moon.
Because, like, dude, if you look at the point.
You're a fucking baby back,
coming around.
If you
what
look,
a fucking
if you look
pussy.
At,
oh
but
my
I, like,
God.
If you look at that press conference, it doesn't make sense. It looks like these guys are pissed.
Listen,
like, they didn't
listen
went.
To the press conference, though, and just say, hypothetically, these guys go to the moon.
Yeah. Then they're in quarantine.
Well, they're in quarantine for medical reasons. Makes sense. You went to 0G for a while.
Yeah.
We don't know.
And it's the first people they've sent to the moon. They don't know if they have moon plague or something.
That's what I mean. You don't know what type of bacteria.
No, that makes sense. No, I'm not debating that.
But so you come back and I agree. If you went to the moon, you're like, you're coming back with American flags and like America, fuck yeah.
But you're just golfing on the fucking moon.
But imagine you went to the moon and you seen a fucking alien or some structure, unexplained structure, and then
they're like, you can't talk about any of this.
Part
I mean, that would line up.
part of the transmission, they, I don't know if it's AI or a hoax or what, but there's a radio call where they say, hey, we see a bogey. We see a Santa Claus.
Yeah, that's right.
And they go, and it's this saying like, oh, that's just like an unidentified like space debris or something. But some people say, like, oh, that's maybe they seen a craft or maybe a structure. Or
what year was it?
Hey, yeah. What is Santa Claus? He's an alien. He's coming from fucking the moon. But if you went to the moon and you've seen structures and you're like, those aren't supposed to be there. And then on the way back, they go, if you say a word, we'll kill your family.
I mean, that's kind of cool. I mean, that's interesting because when I look at the pressure of how their reactions were, that more lines up for
Braden's
me.
Braden's a government shill, damn.
Yeah, I agree.
There you go.
But no,
he doesn't believe the moon landing, but he believes the other moon landing.
Not the first one, the second one.
I don't believe the third and the fourth. I didn't believe any of those. I'm just saying I'm saying that's the first is fake. Well, okay, let's get in. Okay, hold on. First off, I'll answer the first point.
All right.
So I think, what did you just say?
you're a government shill, damn. No,
what was the point we were talking about?
About if you went to the moon, you're an astronaut, you go to the moon and you see a bunch of structures that aren't supposed to be there.
So then you come back to the presser. That makes sense because if you look at their body language in that presser,
they look dead.
You just said you're not a body language expert.
No, but they. It doesn't take a body language expert to look at their body language.
They look extremely fatigued, which you would be.
Yeah, but they don't look excited to be there. They don't look excited because you're.
Have you ever been to an after work activity that you're required to go to? And I'd be like, no, fuck.
I had to present.
Yeah, exactly.
I had to present at an alien con, and I still showed up. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's so fucking, it's weird. And it makes sense if like right before they're like, they're excited. They've been in quarantine. They're like, this is
I attribute it to fatigue.
And they're like, you're not allowed to talk about any of these stuff. And then they go in, they're just like, well, what do you want me to talk about then?
It was fun. We had a good time on the moon. Yeah, like, it was fun playing golf.
Fucking awesome. Moon rocks.
Yeah, but you don't think you literally think they're just up there pouting. They couldn't ham it up a bit if they're like.
Exactly. Like, that's the fucking weirdest thing. It's like,
here's another good one. I'm not 100% sure like what Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin. Buzz Aldrin would have that much to talk about. Cause it's not like they were trained scientists, you know? It's like they're astronauts.
Yeah, they were drillers.
Yeah, I was going to say that. That's funny.
Everybody knows they were drillers.
Hey, Michael Bay, why is it easier to train drillers to
fuck
be an astronaut?
Shut the fuck up.
To train drillers to be an astronaut and not astronauts to be drillers. Fuck you.
You know, it's like they wouldn't have all like the details and stuff off the top of their heads and like any of that stuff. It'd just kind of be like, how do you guys feel about like coming back from moon? And it'd be like,
imagine being your engine being like, it was fine.
Well, do they also call like when you go to space, like other astronauts who've gone to the space station, believe that or not, it's up to you. But they call it the overview effect. You go to space and you look down on the world and it's almost like an hallucinogen effect where like it melts your ego and you're like, well, we're all one, like that type of like over, they call it the overview effect. So when you go to space, you look down.
What's it called?
Overview effect.
It's called the overview effect. And also that was Braden's I'm kind of retarded moment. They just keep coming.
Pull this text line off the fucking stream.
No. Keep texting. I'm gonna read them all.
You guys.
I'll read every that? Text.
Tell me the names.
It doesn't matter who it is.
Tell me the names of the texts coming through.
Going on the list.
You're on the list. You'd be killed. What were we talking about?
Going on Braden's moon crew so they can get murdered at the end.
Oh, I wanted to say something about because I didn't really get to it that well in.
Yada yada yada.
The TV broadcast.
Propaganda.
The TV broadcast. I had a good note on it here somewhere.
Yeah, oh, you did you? You didn't. You didn't bring it up.
I did. Well, I briefly said, this is ChatGPT right now, but I did go.
Well, I only listen to Grok.
Yeah.
Grok, baby.
Fucking right.
ChatGPT is so slow. I only talk to Annie.
Yeah, but
it's become the battle of the AI prompts.
When I asked ChatGPT, I asked for links and like so I can actually figure it out if it actually came from somewhere.
Your fucking AI isn't even a fascist. I don't want to listen to it.
No, I trained mine not to be a fascist, actually.
Grok doesn't give you a choice.
The first answer.
Grok does not give you a choice.
The first question I asked it was a little, and I went, hey.
Whoa.
I've got German descent. I can't have any of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just in case. someone chases it back.
It's like, all right, well, let me start lying.
Because you're predominantly white at that point.
Do you not satisfy your answer, yeah, please?
It's an, all right, well, I'll start lying. Yeah. We did go to the moon.
All right, so here was the main argument, actually. So I talked about the SSTV. It had to be converted, and there was a different format, and it was called STSC. And that was not.
You're telling me you slept 8 hours straight last night?
Didn't wake up once. First time in like 8 years.
All right. What are these things?
They're called Sleepy Time Advanced Gummies from Mood.com.
So you just get high and go to sleep? THC has always made me weird, Nancy.
That's what I thought too. But it's not just THC, it's CBD and CBN too.
And it actually knocks you out?
Not like a pill where you feel drugged. It's more like your brain finally shuts up.
Wow. Nice. But what about the morning? Foggy, fuzzy, tired?
That's the thing. No grogginess. I wake up and I'm just awake.
And it's legal, though?
100%. Totally federally legal, like 2018 Farm Bill legal.
Where do people get these?
Just search Sleepy Time Gummies on Mood.com and use the code ALIEN to get 20% off your first order.
Yeah, I need to try this. And if it doesn't work for me, can I get my money back?
Absolutely. They give you 100 days to try all their stuff.
Okay. I'm ordering these right now.
Do it and report back, good buddy.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
If you need something quick and convenient like my family does, my ultimate high-protein dinner hack is grabbing pre-marinated steak tips and making them extra crispy and charred in the air fryer while the inside stays juicy and medium rare. I can't say enough about the convenience of Omaha Steaks. Thanks to them, I always have the highest quality proteins on hand. Enjoy exceptional flavor in the convenience of Omaha Steaks during their spring savings event. Omaha Steaks is your weeknight win. And right now, you can get the world's best everyday protein during their spring savings event. Go to omahasteaks.com for an extra $35 off when you use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to shop their spring savings event and use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply.
Not available in radio transmission from space at the time.
So SCTV, I remember watching that. It was a Canadian comedy show.
SSTV.
Whatever.
SSTV.
That was made up.
But, I mean, they... Okay, to get into... Let's get into the fucking... The pitch. Because everyone falsely attributes the rover leaving and the fucking pan up to Apollo 11. It's not Apollo 11. It's a... later Apollo mission.
Subsequent mission, yeah.
It's fucking a beautiful pan, though.
It's a beautiful pan. Fucking perfect. And people are like, how the fuck did they do that? So the alleged story is they figured out from the Apollo 11 mission that it's a 1.5 second delay for them to control anything transmission-wise to the moon.
That's an easy audio sync delay. Yeah.
So then they're like, all right, we got one chance. They're like, we're going to fucking do it.
One chance.
We got one shot. Yeah.
One shot.
We're going to, there's one guy like, all right, I'm on it. And his whole job was just to like, once they set that camera and they get back in to just watch the timing and be like, I was second and a half early to fucking get it. Like,
how is that even
as perfect?
So fucking hard, dude. That's so fucking hard. That guy, that's real. That's a real thing.
On your first try,
if that's real, if that's a real thing, could you imagine that guy hits the button and he's like,
I mean, how do you know he wasn't like that?
Yeah,
like,
where's the footage, Dan? Did they tape over that too?
Wait, did you say there was a pan? Like, didn't you
say of his reaction, in the fucking NASA.
Why would they
NASA?
Be filming him? Like, they already paid a bunch of cameras.
You asked.
No, I'm saying,
you asked.
But they didn't film, like, that guy.
The crew, they should have.
They didn't pay for those cameras. They were already spending a bunch of money on the film.
Well, there was a tape shortage, apparently.
Wait,
tapes are at a premium.
Yeah, that speaks to the point. That speaks to the point that they couldn't.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
They don't got to pay for cameras. in
we're gonna spend
room.
All this money to get to space, but we're gonna fucking tape over.
Wait, wait, which is crazy because they're sending digital signals, so they obviously had digital ways to record things.
Okay, I gotta say something. One of your big ones here is some guy couldn't time 1.5 seconds.
I'm just saying he nailed it.
He nailed. Just like they nailed first the moon try. Landing on the first try.
We have ever seen. It. We wouldn't. If he didn't nail it, we wouldn't have never seen it.
So all he had to do was
just wouldn't have put it
have
out.
Have a 1.5 second timer and go beep and miss moving.
Yeah, like they know when the rockets are going
to
go.
But they
like,
have
I would
to
say
go.
That's probably the easiest thing of.
But
a whole
they have
mission.
To go if it's even a second. Off or a half second off, you miss the landing.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
I don't think you do.
You don't get the perfect shot. He gets it perfectly.
He does. In pan, it's the entire, perfect. It's,
what I'm saying is, it's fucking beautiful.
And that was a live feed one?
Yeah, and kudos to that guy. If he fucking nailed it,
he didn't nail
there's
it.
No one that's nailed anything better than that guy's nailed that. Because like, just sitting there, your one job is like,
no,
I'm
no one's nailed anything in the history of engineering over than panning the camera 8 degrees over 1 second.
All right, well, show me another moon landing where a guy's done that.
Oh my God. That's the dumbest one you've said all
40
night.
Years.
That's the dumbest one you've said all night.
It was great, dude. It's fun. That's the best pan. That's the
best,
best
pan.
Pan. The
keep,
best pan in the history
like
of pan.
Like this. Up.
Yeah. But, yeah. It's And it's the world's greatest
and you said
pan.
It wasn't. And you just said it wasn't the first moon landing.
It wasn't.
It's the same lander on the other ones.
Yeah.
So they know exactly how it's going to launch.
They hope. But the guys still got to get back in the lander. They got, it's like, there's so many different things that can go
there's
wrong.
So many possibilities of it
in a,
hit the fan.
A second and a half delay that you're just like, because they could
this
be
is
like,
a second and a half. That's
yeah.
It.
But if they're like, all right, we're going to launch, well, 1 second.
Yeah, but they fucked. Have a timer.
You're
they like, have a timer oh, on the.
You're like,
they
I
have
hate
a clock
it.
On the. They have
you're
a clock
like,
on when they're going to launch.
But like, one point, it's like
you're, are you saying like we don't know how to keep time? Like, is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying right now in studio
get
right now.
T minus five, four, three.
Then,
like, I mean,
I'm
we
telling
can
you
much
right
keep
now.
Time.
If we controlled your camera from our location here with a fucking half second delay, we would fuck up a pan. To you,
yeah, well,
butt
that's
naked
because you guys,
from the waist
yeah,
down.
If you did it, if you did it, it would just be fucking staring at my groin the whole time.
I'm just saying, it's the
fuck.
World's greatest pan of all time. Like, remote
it's the
pan.
The world's greatest
it's
pan.
The world's greatest, it's pan. The greatest pan. Remote pan of all time.
Yep. Oh my God.
What if they brought
it
into.
Listen,
according
I don't even know why you
body,
idiots are getting mad
according
at me.
To non-body
because I'm giving credit to this guy.
Expert Brayden. This is the greatest pan in the history of mankind.
Continue yelling over each other. It's even better for the recording.
That's what we do.
It's apparently. It's a great
it's unhinged.
Yeah, it's yeah. What the fuck? It's this is the it's the best pan of all time. If it happens,
the greatest pan of all time.
Of yeah, all time.
There's no better pan.
The 8 degree
if he,
pan.
If he keeps saying it, it's true. Like
name
it,
right? Quickly. Name me a better pan.
I'll give you a better, pan right now. I'll scare my phone. Yeah, I'll just give a perfect pan. Perfect pan.
There's like
the greatest pan of all time.
There's probably
technology,
like a,
maybe the best.
This is the greatest pan. Many people, a lot of people are saying
it's the greatest,
it's the greatest pan.
It's
you know,
pan.
Everybody's probably saying that this is the best pan. Lots of smart people, including Brady.
Educated people. Like, professional people.
Professional people like non-body language good expert people. Braden are saying that this was the best pan.
By the USA, by us.
Still, so after all this discussion, the only, there's no explanation of who filmed it still. That's my biggest gripe with the whole thing is like, if it wasn't Kubrick,
and
well, it could have been fucking
if it was, if it was only these guys on LSD, that's the best we've got so
that's
far.
Great.
That's the best
that's,
theory
that's
we
a
got.
Great that's the greatest theory I've ever
some
heard.
Some guys on LSD framed.
Dude, they're practicing MK Ultra. They're practicing fucking dosing people in this time. We know that.
Let me ask you something. Because I know specifically that you may have indulged.
You dabbled?
In, some hallucinogens. Could you do anything productive on hallucinogens?
No, but you could have told me I went to the moon.
Yeah. Yeah, but who filmed it then?
But if you sat me in a seat told me while I was on drugs. I went to the moon, I'd be like,
Yeah, but who filmed it? If I could convince you went to the moon. Who filmed it if are they all on drugs? And I just ask you if you could do anything on, you can't, listen, I've done quite a few mushrooms in my
life. All right, okay.
I
got a counterpoint.
I
got a counterpoint.
I'm proficient at playing guitar.
Yeah.
I'm not the best.
Yeah.
I'm proficient.
All right.
When I do mushrooms, I can't play guitar.
All right. Okay. I got one. I got one for you.
Sure.
For a counterpoint. First Apollo mission. How many people went up there?
Two went on the moon, and two
were in the. How many were in there?
In where?
In the landers. The shape, who went to space and landed on the moon? How many people were in the crew?
Is it three or four?
Three.
Yeah, three in the first one.
Name them all.
I only named two.
The ones. Whoa! Then the third film, that motherfucker. That's a film. The other two guys were fucking high as fuck.
That was the and worst the counterpoint I've ever heard. Actually, yeah,
that was weak.
The third guy was.
I seen your eyes, and I thought you were gonna give something good, and you just
no. He said it really loud though, so it's true.
He just actually laid a turd on that one. Just an absolute turd.
He just screamed and shit out on the floor.
So the third guy filmed the whole thing. He was the director, the DOP, the. He was the fucking dude.
He was a stagehand directing the two guys on the trip.
What trip? If they filmed
their LSD trip, dude.
Oh my god! I couldn't think of a better way to debunk your own theory than what you just said.
I'm just trying to figure it out. Theory. Yeah, it's Zell's theory. It's Andrew's theory.
It makes zero sense though. That's after all this time though. There's no the evidence that we didn't go to the moon.
I would combine potatoes and mine. I'm gonna say people
just a bunch of patriots.
Patriots, government workers.
Just a bunch of facilitated. Patriots. Hey, listen, all it is patriots.
It's all patriots
trying to do the best thing for fucking.
There are people who are willing to fucking take secrets to the grave. I believe that for their country, for the greater good.
All of them,
not all of them, not the ones that are fucking doped up.
Some were doped up and some were not.
Well, they're astronauts.
Not the Patriots in Operation Midnight Climax.
Yeah,
those Patriots didn't have a choice.
Absolutely.
Of all the government conspiracies out there, this is the weakest one for me.
It's, again, when you look.
Because you just want it to be true.
When you look into the.
Well, there's no you haven't given me any evidence besides.
When you look in the.
Well, yeah, because you got two fucking retards talking to you. Like, go look at the people that actually know what they're talking about. Yeah. Like, it's your choice to do this podcast with us. We're dipshits.
Yeah.
No. Like, I don't know what you want from us.
If you say people that.
Say dance, monkey. We're going to fucking try and dance. It's not going to be nice.
If you don't say moves.
Right. Fuck.
We haven't trained to dance.
Yeah. Like, what do you want from
me? If you say people that know what they're talking about and I play a video, someone knows who he's talking about and you go, that's bullshit.
It's not. I would say, like looking hard that's too many
big
into
words.
This one,
he's just making them up.
Looking hard into this one, again at the smoking guns that I previously like held on to, I was like, they don't hold water when you really dig into them. But I still, there's just enough of a fucking stench there that I'm just like, I just don't trust everything. Something's
now.
Up, man.
Maybe
this podcast makes me doubt everything.
And maybe something's up, but there's no one said it. Enough.
Yeah.
There's this other thing, but it's just like a little sprinkling. That's why I think that if we went to the moon and all this weird stuff, maybe they seen something. Maybe that's why it's all weird.
Well, why not now? Why is there not, like, why China now? Why isn't China going?
Been back in
why aren't we going
years?
Back? Well, why
is the excuse yes. that yeah, no, we
no,
can't? Okay.
Like, you keep saying crazy. No one goes back. There's people haven't, like, humans haven't
gone
back.
Yeah, probes
like,
go. There's sure. nobody's doubting yeah. that.
Yeah, but how?
It doesn't say we have so much.
Wait. You just said probes went back. No one's doubting that. And I said probes went back and they seen the footprints and the tracks and the sensors and the flag on the moon.
The landing.
You just said it.
I'm saying probes have been there.
But I'm saying the probes have been there and they've sent back video and footage of everything that the moon landings have talked about. Everything.
Okay.
Were they NASA probes?
But no, to Andrew's point in question, like why they haven't gone back. It's like we went back a bunch of times. They brought back
in
a bunch
years.
Of stuff. And we learned a lot about the moon, and there's not shit.
We've learned
up
more
there.
Than enough.
That's
we don't
bullshit,
need to learn
dude. That's
what I'm saying.
Dude, to
like,
say
logistically,
that there's
it was,
not.
Hey, can
shit
I finish my point?
There? Yeah,
we should really work on that.
So, logistically, sending those people up there was a huge feat. And in those few years, that small window of funding and that was available, and the man and the resources that was available, yeah, like it's like an extremely something that probably wasn't going to happen again. Like you said, people were getting mad about them. Broadcasting over I Dream of Jeannie or whatever. And
so you just blow your load in 6 years.
But then that's the thing. But why would we go back? Because like, you're asking a good question because it's like, why would we? What is there to do up there? Nothing. Like you could only have people up there for like, what was the longest time they had people up there? Like 72 hours. Like you can't stay up there.
So why do they keep saying that they were going to go back?
All right. Listen,
why keep saying that we're going to go back?
The argument it's of like a, we had some we picked up some surface a, rocks.
Well, hold on, why?
We decided.
Why keep saying we're going to go back? Why does every fucking president say we're going to go back and we don't go back?
Because it's probably just more than likely campaign. It's a rhetoric. It's a rhetoric thing. It's just
it's
like
propaganda, just like the initial fucking landing.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said it's rhetoric. Yeah. Like that's what I'm saying. When you're recalling those halcyon days where the U.S. was at like its top of its game, you know, arguably. And you're saying like, yeah, we're going to go back to the moon. They say we're going to go back to the moon, but nobody like anybody real is going to be like, well, why would we go back there? Like, what are we going to do? They want to put a nuclear reactor. Now it's more of a thing like we said, Project Artemis was like to build a space gate because it's easier to do things like if we're going to go to Mars, if we're going to explore our solar system even more, very unlikely in the next whatever couple decades. But at this rate, and you're going to be like, yeah, now we kind of have to go back because it's easier if we put like a gate out there or whatever, like a facility that can be there. But, you know, at that point, like they didn't have the technology for an extended stay on the moon. You're like, we can get people to the moon. They can stay there for a couple, maybe like 70, less than 3 days and be like, okay, get them back. But there's no way we're going to build any lasting facility. I mean, if you already observe the effects that low gravity have on humans, like now with even more data that we're collecting, it's like people can't even stay out there. There's no way you can have extended people out there. The gravity fucks up everything in your body. Like your eyes get all fucking weird. Yeah, like, you know, and all that shit. Yeah, like,
you got a president.
You can't send them back
in
there.
Power right now that implemented a fucking space force. He wants to lock down space. Why not go back to the moon and put something up there now and make a point?
Well, we
just
did.
A giant fucking flex.
They just made an announcement. That's what I'm saying. They just made an announcement that the acting director of NASA, who's appointed by this administration, has said that we're going back and we're going to put a nuclear reactor on the moon. How we're going to do that? What's the plan exactly?
Who knows?
What's the timeline?
I'm not going to hold my breath because I've been told
like
that.
The argument of like, hey, we scooped up some fucking surface level rocks on the moon and we decided there's nothing back there.
That's weird.
That's being like coming to Earth and being like, hey, I got some rocks from the beach. There's nothing here. We're not coming back. You're like, it's fucking rock, dude. We have so much more technology now that I feel like, you know, there's got to be more stuff than just, it can't just be dust up there.
Well, here it is.
I guarantee you there's rare minerals.
Same as Earth.
Right? Up there.
Yeah, but if there's the same minerals on the moon as in on Earth, why not just get them on Earth?
That's true.
Yeah.
Like, say there's titanium on the moon, why not? But some type of weird alloy.
I agree with you.
But you think you'd find all that in 20 minutes on a 20-minute spacewalk?
The logistics of getting everything out there. 100%. Like
I agree.
You know, you'd have to train your drillers to become astronauts, which is pretty simple, according to Michael Bay. You'd have to, like, train your drillers to get up on the moon.
I agree with everything you guys are saying. But then to say, like, we examined the rocks, there's nothing there. I'm like, what do you mean? That's fucking ludicrous to me. To be like, hey, we brought back moon rocks. It's just fucking rocks. There's nothing. There's no point.
Yeah, I mean, it's like going to a meet. It's like,
here. You know how hard it is to find gold on Earth?
Not hard, buddy. You want to go to the Fraser River? I'll fucking pan some gold right now.
No.
They say any spot on the Fraser River, you can pan gold, baby.
To find
any spot.
To find a gold vein on Earth, there's very few. These guys go prospecting, and these guys go, they take their survey equipment and ground penetrating radar now. It could go for a year and not find a new gold mine. So you're going to go up there for 3 days and find new minerals on the... That's what I mean. Why go to the moon if there's really nothing there?
But you don't know.
Why go to the moon when you can just fake it?
They could barely make it off of like 70, 47 pounds of moon rock or 200 pounds of moon rock, and you're going to ship like 1,000 ton pieces of drilling equipment up there? Like...
How? To make it, so I mean, if it's $1 trillion to get there, but you can only bring back $1 million worth of gold.
How much does it cost for a sizable mining operation? Plus, like, what's the tonnage on mining equipment that you're going to get up there? It'd be like, it's impossible.
I'm not disagreeing. The logistics.
Well, you've already disproved your theory a bunch of times. It doesn't matter.
The logistics of what you guys are saying makes sense, but I'm just saying to say there's nothing. To me, I'm like, well, there's obviously something there.
Okay,
then we just need to tailor, you know, refix our
like we
answer,
don't have,
I guess.
We don't
like clarify our answer. Like there's no good reason.
Exactly. We don't have a helium-3 reactor we need the helium-3 from the moon for yet.
Yeah.
When we do.
But when we do, we'll be back, baby. We'll be back to the moon.
Oh, shit. We'll be back.
We'll be back. We'll be drilling.
When they find oil on the moon.
Drill, baby, drill.
That moon oil.
Yeah. Drill, baby, drill. Anyways, the next moon landing, the moon conspiracy one we'll do was what they find on the moon.
Yeah.
That's more interesting, in my opinion. Because it's way more hypothetical.
Hey, and thanks for Irish Potato calling in the show and the people who texted in the show. Thanks.
Also
hey.
Irish Potato.
Oh yeah, probably all Irish Potato. Maybe Zell just reading.
It's reading my own text, maybe.
Reading his own text.
Texting myself.
He's just letting his feelings loose.
All right, well, Andrew's on his phone, so that means it's time to go. He's got to go. We got to go. All right, we'll be back. We haven't decided what the next episode's going to be, but we'll figure it out.
Peace out, everybody. Thank all right, you peace. So much.
All right, thanks for tuning in to episode one of Theorist Theorizing. If you want to call in live, make sure to tune in to YouTube between 7:30 and about 9:30 p.m. Pacific time every Monday. Or you can leave us a text or voice memo through WhatsApp. The number is 1-236-970-8505. 1-236-970-8505. Go follow the show on YouTube. Theorist Theorizing. Catch you next week.
If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.